Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's story is what new college grads are expecting when they interview with a small business, and what entrepreneurs want from any tax reform in Washington. And when shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. What entrepreneurs are expecting from college grads after this.
The powerful performance and incredible battery life of new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors empower small business employees to do their best work wherever work takes them. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors and price match guarantee mean you'll always get the best deal on the right solution tailored to your business needs. Powerful PCs are just the beginning of a great partnership. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to contact a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
The first crop of Gen Zers are graduating from college, and like their millennial predecessors, Gen Z and their ilk are expecting big things. What exactly are they expecting? What can entrepreneurs and small business owners and big business owners, for that matter, expect from Gen Z? Katie Hill, editor at Moneyish.com, says Gen Z better prepare to be disappointed. Katie, this doesn't sound good.
7 in 10 people that are about to graduate from college say they expect they're going to make more than $35,000 a year in their first job. That's up 11 percentage points from last year.
Wow.
Here's the reality, though. Fewer than half of people who graduated in 2016 made more than $35,000.
Is that right?
Yeah. So you're seeing, well, and some of it, of course, is because there's a lot of underemployment. You know, people take part-time things. Who knows? But still, fewer than half made that much. But 69% expect that they're going to make more than $35,000 a year, and it's just not the reality. So, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty major disconnect.
Where does that come from?
So part of it, this is really the first crop of Gen Z, and they're kind of a little bit different than millennials. I mean, part of it is these Gen Zers, they think, hey, I'm going to work for a larger company that's going to pay me more. They're actually more willing to work for larger companies than their millennial peers were. Some of it also is, frankly, just they're naive, right? Like, you don't always do your research on, you know, what your skills are worth in the marketplace. You think, oh, hey, I got straight A's in school. Well, I'm going to get paid a lot. That's not really the reality that's going on here. You're competing not only with graduates in your class, but also with the plenty of other millennials who didn't get their dream jobs, you know, last year or the year before that. So there's quite still a lot of competition.
We're speaking with Katie Hill, editor at Moneyish.com. She's written a piece entitled Proof That College Grads Are Totally Delusional About the Real World. Explain that conversation you had with Sarah Walsh, that the young woman who graduated from York College in Pennsylvania. She was saying she's a go-getter. So what was the issue with her?
Yeah, well, what's interesting, so 67% of grads think, oh, I'm going to get all this on-the-job training. People think someone's going to hold their hand and train them. That's not true. This woman, Sarah Walsh, told me not only did no one train her, they really weren't supporting her, didn't seem to want her to succeed. She felt like, yeah, there was a lot of people in her office who sort of resented a young, real go-getter coming into the office. That sort of threatened their job, and they weren't all that nice to her. And the career experts I talked to said, you know what, that's not uncommon. Like, you are sort of a threat to people. This is still a very competitive, you know, people are still quite worried. Recession scars still going on, quite worried about their jobs. So you going in there and doing, you know, two times the work of everyone else isn't always rewarded.
It's Katie Hill, editor at Moneyish.com. Coming up next, what small business owners and entrepreneurs want from tax reform. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Reducing the business tax rate is far more important to entrepreneurs than eliminating the estate tax or other proposed tax law changes. Three-quarters of entrepreneurs said cutting the maximum tax rate to 15% for businesses is the most important part of the tax plan recently outlined by the Trump administration, according to a survey of nearly 750 small business owners for the Wall Street Journal. Bob Dieran, owner of Prime Life Fibers in Durham, North Carolina, a maker of socks and underwear for seniors, says lower taxes would free up funds the firm could use to increase inventory and boost product selection. Just 3% of firms surveyed said reducing the estate tax was most important to their business, while 12% favored reducing the number of tax brackets and cutting the maximum individual tax rate. Overall, by the way, small business confidence levels dip slightly in May, though they remain above pre-election levels. Reminder, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, again, I'd like to hear it. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.